Welcome to the Assembling Inclusion Podcast. On this show, we feature different programs, individuals, and initiatives focused on being more inclusive of individual needs. We invite you to learn right alongside us. If you want some additional resources or access to our courses, please visit our website or follow us on social media. But for right now, let's get right to the episode. Coming up this season on the Assembling Inclusion Podcast.
Speaking of like the education side, the devices were built originally for gaming. Like that was the original problem they set out to solve. And it's one of those things where you solve a sort of acute problem and you find that your solution actually helps in a lot of other ways.
And I think that's what we've really focused on with Build a Better Book is that people experience the world in all different ways, depending on the abilities that they may have. And so presenting material, not just in a visual way, but maybe in a visual way and in a tactile way and in a way with audio elements or some type of interactivity makes that product a lot more user-friendly for everybody.
The other things that we've done is collect feedback from teachers and parents. And as far as programming goes, it was an overwhelming response that they want programming that's inclusive, not set aside specific for we are offering these after-hour programs to get kids introduced to the library. But as far as like, for instance, summer programming goes, they didn't ask to have like separate classes for just neurodiverse kids. They wanted their kids to be folded in and included in the programming that we currently have running. And so Allison created this questionnaire that you get when you sign up for any registered program that involves a series of questions to kind of see what other ways can we support you in this program, or do you have any comments or questions or about this program?
Hello, and welcome to the preview of the Assembling Inclusion Podcast. I am Dr. Katie Nieves-Laquinco, and I am both the host and the creator of the platform. Assembling Inclusion was built out of the Google Innovator Academy in 2020. It started off as a platform for e-learning and micro-learning courses related to special education and co-teaching. But after working on my dissertation this past year, I realized that I missed talking to people and hearing people's stories. And I think that's something that a lot of us can say after coming out of the pandemic. We just miss listening to the passion people have for different subject areas. And that was something I wanted to showcase in this podcast. I didn't want to just talk to teachers. In my dissertation, I only talked to special education co-teachers, and those were great conversations. But I really wanted to open it up to a larger scale. I wanted to talk to groups and organizations and individuals who are doing great work with inclusion, who wanted to share some of their story, their experiences, and what they've learned along the way. And it's important to note that I'm not an expert on disability. I worked as a special education teacher, but I am by no means an expert. But it's been great week after week to learn from these passionate individuals and groups, and I hope that in listening to each episode, you take at least one new piece of information away about how to be more inclusive in your own life.
To me, that's kind of insane. Like, people that want to be productive and want to do cool things at work just can't, because other people decided that they're just going to focus on enabling people that are able-bodied. It's a gap that can be solved. And so for employers, it's an easy way to bring on new people and create a more diverse environment. And for people with disabilities, it's a tool to actually be productive in a fun new way too, without having to struggle through working with the hardware and software that's provided to you.
One of the cool things I wanted to mention while talking about those. So up at the desk, we have a sign, and then we also have actually the stuff that's in one of the kits just displayed and saying, if you'd like to check out a sensory bag, ask the staff. And so many times I've been up at the desk, and this has sparked conversations with parents and their kids, even if they are not neurodiverse, like, what is this? And the parents can start a conversation with their child about, so some kids have trouble when things get really noisy. So it's not even just for the kids who might need it, but also to spark conversations with younger kids about accepting differences and just learning about diversity in the community.
And I think taking this asset-based approach, we really want the youth that are working in the program to think about not just how people might be limited by some type of disability, but also what are their amazing abilities that they have and how can we build on those and leverage those strengths? And I think sometimes students come into the program and maybe thinking that they really need to help this person who's blind because they might not have access to something. And they end up really learning more about blindness and about disability more generally and realizing that people that they thought may have kind of struggled to get by in the world really have these amazing abilities and often have developed these ways of thriving in this world.
I hope you enjoyed the sneak peek of some of our episodes for this season. The first season officially launches on August 2nd and will launch with 5 episodes and 5 interviews. After that, every Tuesday will be the launch of one new episode on a different organization or a different individual. We hope that you'll join us for our launch on August 2nd and for our subsequent weeks for the rest of the season. And we hope you enjoy learning alongside us. See you then.